Here's how I did it. The first thing I did was research. I joined an investors group that featured investing 101 classes for rookies like me. I paid about $60 for a weekend class, and this was money well spent. I received an overview of investing, along with what to know about repair work. This included walkthroughs where the class saw before and after houses. Information about how much each repair job cost was covered, flooring, plumbing, roofing, drywall, etc. The classes were invaluable. The next step was a business plan. I identified the amount of positive cash flow I wanted, which was a target of a minimum of $150 a month per property after taxes. Then I looked for a working territory, preferably not more than a half hour away, in which to search for properties. After I did that, I checked rents to see the range of prices for properties similar to the ones I was interested in. From there, I researched mortgage quotes and a rough estimate of taxes for the area. I also asked about association fees, insurance costs, and water and sewer bills. I totaled up all the costs incurred to own the property I was after, and that number was my base cost. I discovered that my potential properties required $700 to pay all costs, which meant that I had to determine if the market would support rents between $850 and $900 a month. Finally, I began to search for properties valued between $50,000 and $70,000 that allowed a mortgage between $400 and $500 a month. Those properties were foreclosures. I went to the HUD and VA sites on the internet to get a list. I did find that a better list, which indicates all foreclosure proceedings, existed on the docket at the county courthouse. I purchased 3 foreclosed properties, all single-family homes in Pennsylvania, with equity in our home, along with money from stock sales. All the deals I've done to date have been done with about 10% down of the asking price. To be honest, I made mistakes too. Not adhering to the business plan was the problem. One property, another single-family home, was a real fixer-upper. I thought I'd buy it for $40,000 and sell it for $60,000. However, this fantasy scenario had little to do with reality because I ignored the market. I should have turned it around quickly for $45,000, but I didn't. 1 year later, I still owned it. I spent 3 months and $5,000 fixing up the kitchen and bathroom, and eventually, I sold it for $72,000. However, because I held on to the house for so long, I paid a lot of money in real estate taxes and ended up breaking even. But real estate is very forgiving. It always gives you another chance. In the fall of 2001, I gave notice that I was leaving QVC to make a major career change. Because of the confidence I had gained buying properties, I began working for the largest investment real estate brokerage firm in the country. Today, I broker multi-million-dollar properties to individuals and partnerships. The interesting thing is that although I lacked a background in selling, I was hired because of my knowledge of the investment market, as well as the goals and mindset of the investor. Everyone I knew thought I was crazy. How could I leave such a secure job to work for myself, at real estate, no less? It was tough trying to explain that the job no longer held any excitement for me. After all, one computer screen is pretty much the same as the next. But, the naysayers pointed out, I had dabbled in my own businesses before, and they didn't work out. Their unshakable belief was that the stock market was the means to achieve financial security. I didn't see things that way. I don't want to give the impression that no sweat was involved in this big change. The day I began, I was ready to sell. It didn't happen that day, or the next, or for the next 3 months either. Doubt started to creep in, and the mantra, "What did I do? I haven't seen a paycheck in months," began to repeat itself in my brain. I began to reach for the phone, ready to call QVC, where I had an open invitation to return. Then I remembered Robert's words. Analyze. Don't criticize. Don't second-guess yourself. Taking a deep breath along with a reality check, I told myself to hold on for a second. The company that hired me was solid. Opportunities were out there. I had my own track record to remind me that I knew what I was doing. Sue and I didn't make a snap decision that I should take this job. We discussed the pros and cons and agreed that it was the right move to make. Sure enough, things began to change after that. I just completed a deal that will pay me more than I made in 2001 at QVC. Four more deals are lined up behind it, and more are in the works. I'm on pace to quadruple my income within 18 months of going into my new career. 3 years from now, I plan to be on the fast track with cumulative passive monthly cash flow of $5,000. But even now, I enjoy enormous freedom. I pick my hours, I decide when to stay home with my children, when to golf and fish, and when to show a property. This lifestyle can't be beat. After I retire, I'll continue to do real estate brokerage because I love helping others achieve financial freedom. I've learned so much in the last several years, and my education continues. For me, the basics are 1. To be committed to my decisions. 2. To be aware that the path I'm taking is well-traveled. 3. To be humble. I can always learn more, and I don't have all the answers. 4. To be confident about what I'm doing. I've found that everything comes together when I resolve that I can do it. 5. To be patient. My immediate timeline may not be realistic. Eventually, I'll get where I want to go. 6. To be ready to plan my work and work my plan. There's another factor that I want to express. I knew what I was doing in my old job because that's what I was trained to do. But I still lack self-confidence in my ability to change my financial future. The day I gave notice, I knew I was embarking on an adventure. I would never have made the leap without the confidence and the knowledge I gained and the awareness that I could use it to my advantage. Considering that laziness was the obstacle I had to overcome, I'm in an amazing place. But then again, it's the place I want to be. I know that there are millions of professionals who drag themselves back and forth to work every day because they need to pay the bills, but they aren't where they want to be. There is a way to that place. It exists. I found it. So can you.